Hi, I'm Bede Hill, and this is The D Word, the show where we talk dementia. Great to be back with you for another hour of Dementia Chat and Music here on The D Word. This week I'm joined by an old friend of the show, who we first talked to almost 3 years ago. Since then, Garel Sargent has continued to work with the travel industry in promoting the holidays for people living with dementia. I first spoke to Garel Sargent when she was at Mind for You, providing bespoke dementia-friendly holidays. Since then, we've had a global pandemic, which not only changed the landscape, but also prompted Garel to start a new project.
Yes. Lots happened in a relatively short time period, which I think is the same for a lot of people, having come through the pandemic and looked at things in a slightly different way. And certainly for me, during the pandemic, it was all about securing the future of Mind for You and making sure that we could deliver holidays when everything was lifted, which we did. But that also made me reflect about what was the best thing that I could do to ensure that as many people as possible could experience what I'd seen on Mind for You holidays. And I realised that to give people a broad range of holiday and leisure options who are living and supporting people with dementia, it was really about me sharing my knowledge with organisations so that they could recognise the opportunity that the dementia community could bring to travel, tourism and hospitality, because, you know, they were hit really, really badly during the pandemic and then the economic crisis on top of it. And I think the other thing, you know, when you've got more time to reflect on things, which is what the pandemic did, it made me realise that we all know everybody with dementia has a different set of challenges to overcome, and that those can vary, on a day-by-day basis. But actually, the challenges people encounter are things that people with other conditions, other hidden disabilities, and other physical disabilities have to work out, to be able to go and enjoy themselves, to have new experiences and to meet other people. So, you know, what I've been doing, as well as sharing my knowledge about dementia, has been linking in with these really effective, accessible groups, physical disability groups, and sort of saying, what about people living with dementia? You know, are you considering them when you're doing your accessibility assessments? So that's what I'm doing now. So learning a lot about all the work that's been done with physical disabilities and linking in, and kind of coined a phrase that I need to get a better one, but I think it's a nice analogy, is bog off, you know, buy one, get one free. Because if businesses, you know, they're limited by finances, their venues can be limited, and by the type of staff they've got. So, you know, what I'm spending a lot of time is saying to businesses, okay, you know, you want to support a different customer group. You want to be more accessible. Perhaps dementia is your route in, to understand the difference you can make to those individuals, the difference it can make to your bottom line, and the way in which you can motivate your staff and help them to recognise, you know, if somebody with dementia finds busy, crowded places, stressful, very noisy places stressful, then there are things that they can do to make them feel more welcome, but as well as welcoming the dementia community, they're also perhaps welcoming people with autism. Perhaps they're welcoming, you know, people who are hard of hearing. And it's also helping people think about dementia in a different way, because the narrative for dementia is very, very negative. The imagery is very, very negative. And actually turning the table and saying, well, if you get it right for some people with dementia, they're actually helping other people. And also travel, tourism and hospitality are very, very good at positive imagery. And I know when we took people on holidays with Mind for You, and, you know, people would stop and chat to us, they didn't recognise we were a group taking people living with dementia. We were a group, you know, a multi-generational group. That's the word now, not a family holiday. It's multi-generational. You know, we were a group enjoying one's company and the experience. And that's what I think the travel and tourism industry can make people view dementia in a different way with their skill set, and make a tremendous difference. Because, you know, one of the things that was always striking when we visited our guests at Mind for You in their own homes, was there was very little conversation. And I can relate back to myself with my mom and my mother-in-law. And, you know, if there are those repetitive stories, you know, you can look engaged and, you know, not let on that it's maybe the 10th time you've heard it, but they know that they're not getting that same reaction. But when that person goes out into a new environment and it's somebody who's never met them, never heard the story, they get a very different reaction that gives a wealth of self-confidence. And that's just lovely. And equally for the, you know, that family carer, you know, my dad used to always joke that he was so desperate for a conversation, anybody that came in his house was trapped. You know, they weren't going to get out.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Before we return to my chat with Carol, just want to congratulate 10-year-old David, whose project Ducks for Dementia has already raised over $7,000 for the Alzheimer's Foundation of America while donating toy ducks to memory care facilities. You can find out all about it on his website, ducksfordementia.com. My guest this week is Carol Sargent from Sargent Group Consulting, who are aiming to persuade the travel and hospitality industries that people with a diagnosis can provide an excellent client base. It's a job perfectly suited to Carol, who is an excellent communicator.
I like working with people. I like collaborating with other people, because one head is, well, two, three heads are always better than one. You know, the hospitality industry, to me, if you get it right, it's all about the person. So if they can embrace dementia tourism and hospitality, then I think that's a real opportunity for other services to do the same thing. And, you know, I'm always idealistic and big picture, but, you know, tourism and hospitality is all about meeting other people. And that should mean others that are in these venues break down their preconceptions about what somebody living with dementia is like. And also on a broader and certainly a personal level, you know, I'm 60 next year, to welcome older adults. Because again, you can look at some of the aspects of dementia that people have to overcome, and there's a high proportion of those that as we grow older, we have to take on board. You know, I think since I've spoken to you, I can't remember if I had a hip replacement when I spoke to you last. I don't think I had. Anyway, I've had a hip replacement and, you know, I'm doing lots of rehabilitation exercises to put off having the other two knees and the other hip done. And, you know, that makes you think about growing older sooner and much more immersed in travel and tourism. And they all keep speaking about, you know, older adults are their key customers, and they need to think about how they attract them. But right now, it's just holidays rebranded, as far as I can see. And I might offend some people. You know, I don't know everything that's going on. But more often than not, they're rebranded for healthy older adults. You know, the imagery isn't necessarily reflect of the challenges older adults have. And that's just part and parcel of growing older. They're more often than not those idealistic older adults that, depending on what you've been dealt, you know, genetically or based on your lifestyle, you know, you're just not going to be able to achieve those things. So, you know, I think it's an introduction to how you support older adults, because on our Mind for You holidays, you know, we visited everybody so we could make sure they were comfortable and we understood any of their concerns. But in making sure they had the best possible holiday, it was more often than not the carers that had more things that we had to think about. How did we manage that in the most effective way? So, you know, that's the other, I think, win-win for travel, tourism, and hospitality by, you know, really thinking about somebody with dementia and those aspects. You're not just helping people with other disabilities. You're helping older adults to enjoy their services much, much more. And, you know, in a very fundamental bit, you know, the silver pound, you know, is where, you know, there is the most disposable income and they have the most time to enjoy things. And that's an opportunity to create, you know, jobs for people or build different types of places that all generations can enjoy facilities. So yes, it's interesting. And it's kind of a wait and see as to how engaged different organisations get and have to make sure that the correct information is collected with organisations who, you know, embrace the dementia community and want to make changes. So that will be a learning for me, because I don't know that in a broad travel and tourism sense. And, you know, the other thing that we're doing is Sargent Group Consulting, because recognise, you know, myself and my other colleagues can be those voices. But for the travel and tourism industry to really, and the hospitality to really take it seriously, there does need to be a level of engagement from the dementia community. We're formally launching a private Facebook group, which is about dementia travel and tourism, where we want the dementia community to join, highlight their worries, highlight how how people have overcome things, so that there is a real understanding that silence doesn't mean we're not interested. It means we're concerned about certain things, or actually we can just tell you yes and, you know, listen to people who are continuing to holiday and people who have taken a lot of families and couples living with dementia on holidays and find out what you can do. So that will be interesting, because myself and all the staff on Mind for You holidays, we always learned all the time, because people, you know, as human beings, we're very good at adapting and finding solutions to do things. And there are some very simple things that people, you know, have introduced me to that just make you think, gosh, how clever, how simple. You know, everything doesn't have to be pop a pill. Everything doesn't have to be spend a huge amount of money. So it will be fascinating to hear from, you know, the people who continue to overcome the challenges and go on holidays and all sorts. And there was, I was listening to the BBC radio series they had about rare forms of dementia about a couple of months ago. And there was a couple on, and the gentleman had Lewy bodies. And she was South African and he was British, and they had continued to visit her family in South Africa. And it was on one of those visits where she recognized, gosh, you know, there is, you know, we need to go and, you know, get her husband checked out, because with Lewy bodies, some people can have hallucinations. But she managed, you know, to deal with that, as did her husband, importantly, you know, in a tent, you know, in South Africa. So, you know, people do things because they feel passionately about, and they're the people who will find the solutions.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
There's now more ways than ever to listen to your favourite shows here on UK Health Radio. There's the live feed and the listen again and download pages at ukhealthradio.com. And everything is now also available as a podcast on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple and Google Podcasts. I'm Janita's Carol Sargent from Sargent Group Consulting, who look to take the worry out of dementia travel.
And there are other groups of people who really want to do it, but are concerned. And, you know, some of that's personality. Some of that's down to the experiences they've had. And that's the carer as well as the person living with dementia. Because, you know, a lady today on the workshop said, well, you know, training's important. And I said, yes, but you can't train somebody for dementia. You've got to train them to look at the person and understand the individual, first of all, because there isn't a magic bullet on that. But if you stop and you reflect about that, you know, in our society, everything's too, you know, everything's very quick, everything's digital. There isn't enough time to stop and understand the person. So I think it's an approach that maybe in certain industries, slowing down and taking the time to know the individual would be a refreshing approach for everybody.
It's very interesting. There's a super quote on your website, which kind of sums up perhaps people's feelings a little bit, because it says, if you think adventure is dangerous, try routine, it's lethal. And I think that takes away the apprehension, if you like, of you know, going on a holiday, travelling or whatever, and thinking, well, you know, wait a minute, if we can adapt, as you've described, then that is far better than having a, you know, a strict routine where you never get out and see anybody.
What you've highlighted, that quote, you know, that's why I put it in. And I think it really resonates with people having lived through the pandemic. Because everybody knows what it was like with those four walls. That was imposed. And for a lot of people with dementia, that is their life still after the pandemic. And I think there's things we can do to give that self-confidence. And, you know, it's not as much now, but early on with Mind for You, there were some healthcare professionals who discouraged some of our guests to come on holiday because they said routine and a familiar environment was important. But my view is aligned to that quote. But equally, routine in the same environment creates boredom, can create isolation, and that creates its own problems. But, you know, you've got to look at things on a case-by-case basis and how comfortable and confident the person with dementia is. And, you know, to them, you know, it may be that it's more practical for, you know, a son to take his mum away on holiday and, you know, give dad a break to just do his own thing and to build up dad's confidence that actually mum really, really enjoyed it. So, you know, these are the things that you've just got to think and consider the individual and, you know, those close, you know the things that can become overwhelming. And, you know, life's all about learning. And, you know, dementia in some ways is easier to learn if you've got it right or wrong. And that to me is a refreshing thing. Doing holidays with Mind for You, when we got it right, oh boy, did you know it. And equally, if you didn't get it right, you know it. That's an easier way to create something better for somebody. Because all too often, particularly British people, it can be hard to work out what they're really thinking. You'll find out when you've, you know, really done it wrongly, but you could have done things beforehand that could have alleviated the situation. And it's just thinking about how we support people in a different way. Because in the UK, we are all about if you don't leave the doctors with a pill or something, then they haven't listened to us. And we do have social prescribing, and that is starting. But I think we could learn a lot from different countries who look at other alternative therapies. And, you know, there's so much about improving mental health. And most of it isn't about medication. It's about the way you approach life.
Yeah, I think it's a very refreshing approach. Thanks so much for letting us know and catching up again. It's always nice to catch up with guests we've previously had on the show. We wish you every success. Because I think it's a real area that's needed and one that some people may not think of. And I know that the research data and all the knowledge that you've got is being put to really good effect.
Thank you. Thank you very much for the opportunity to speak to you again. Yeah, it's really nice. And, you know, hopefully it gives people a little bit more confidence to find out a little bit more and, you know, encourage the places that they maybe visit and don't get that nice an experience to maybe say, why don't you find out more about how you can be more welcoming?
Absolutely. And we, of course, will give all the details of Sargent Group Consulting. We'll put it on our social medias and I'll make it available also here on the show. So once again, Carol, thanks so much and keep in touch. Hopefully we'll be able to catch up with you again soon.
Really, certainly. It would be lovely to come back with some worked examples of what organisations have done to really make a difference. That would be super.
Many thanks to Carol. Always great to catch up with her. You can find out more on the website at sargentgroup.com/consulting. That's it for this week. Thanks to my production assistant, Angela. I hope you join me again next time for more dementia chat and music here on UK Health Radio. So until then, thanks for listening and take care now.